The title of this article is T.R. Kanakammal Initiation Through Luk from Cherished Memories. This article appears in the March-April 2023 issue of the Maharshi Newsletter, which is published by Arunachala Ashrama. The consecration of the Matru Bhuteshwara Temple took place on the 17th of March 1949. At the entrance of the temple, there is a large hall. At one end of this hall, a throne-like sofa was installed and Bhagavan was requested to sit upon it. Bhagavan's sofa was carved out of a single block of black stone. We usually classify anything hard as being like a stone, but this particular stone must have been extraordinarily pliable. It has allowed itself to be carved into an object of exquisite beauty. The most intricate designs have been carved into this stone throne. Surely this is only Bhagavan's grace. He who could melt the hardest heart with his compassion must have softened this stone also. For a while, Bhagavan used to recline upon this stone sofa. On either side of the sofa, there was space for the devotees to sit down and meditate. Male devotees would sit on the eastern side of the hall, and the ladies would be seated on the western side. Devotees filled the space in front of the sofa as well. This arrangement made it possible for the devotees to feast their eyes upon Bhagavan's enchanting form from both sides and from the front as well. Wherever one might be seated, however, Bhagavan's compassionate gaze would fall on every single person. I usually sat close to the window on the southern side of the hall facing Bhagavan. Rani Majumdar, a Bengali lady from the Bose compound, would sit beside me. One day, for some reason, there was nobody in the front row. Rani Majumdar said, "See, there is nobody in the front row. Let us go and sit there today." This was a tempting idea indeed. Seeing the two of us moving to a space so close to Bhagavan, Kameshwaramma, another lady devotee, also came to sit beside us. I prostrated myself before Bhagavan and settled down. From that instant, Bhagavan's eyes stayed on me. "If you want to look at Bhagavan, you must choose a time when he isn't looking directly at you. When his gaze is upon you, something happens which makes it impossible for you to keep your eyes open. The intensity of Bhagavan's direct look is too much for an ordinary human being to take. It is as though some invisible power has entered you and made its way to the very core of your being, and there is nothing but the blissful awareness of the self." For a short while, I gazed at Bhagavan with my eyes open. Within a few seconds, my eyes closed of their own accord, and I was totally immersed in a peace that is beyond description. I do not know how long I stayed in that state of bliss. After a while, I managed to open my eyes. I saw that Bhagavan's gaze was still upon me. He had not changed his position, nor had he lifted that magical look from me. I closed my eyes again. After a while, I heard voices and opened my eyes to see what was happening. Srinivasa Rao Mauni had come in with the day's mail. Bhagavan was going through the letters and other correspondence. After some time, Maoni left the hall. Bhagavan, too, got up and went towards the cowshed, accompanied by his personal attendant. At that point in time, I stood up and went back to my usual place under the window. Kameshwaramma followed me. She was in a very emotional state. She embraced me and, with tears in her eyes, said, "Kanakamma, you are indeed very fortunate. What a wonderful experience you have had. From the time you sat down before him to the moment when Maoni arrived, Bhagavan's eyes were on you all the time. Not for a moment did he shift his gaze. I was watching you and Bhagavan all the time, and I could see the effect of Bhagavan's look on your mind. Bhagavan has been extremely gracious to you today. He has showered his grace on you through the uninterrupted gaze. You have attained the ultimate point of your life today. What more can you want?" I was in no state to say anything at all. I was unable to respond to Kameshwaramma's words because I was in a state beyond speech. The state of my mind was indescribable. I felt a deep peace within me. The outward physical sign of this mental state was the steady flow of tears that streamed down my cheeks. For many days afterwards, this peace stayed with me. Every time I think about that day's experience, I feel the same thrill of ecstasy. Most spiritual teachers attach a lot of importance to the initiation ceremony, but that was not Bhagavan's way. He never gave formal initiation to anybody. Nevertheless, he wrought miracles with a mere look. Many of his devotees have had experiences very similar to mine. They can all testify to the power of Bhagavan's glance of grace. Through a mere look, Bhagavan could transform a person's mind and heart. For the grace that flowed from his eyes, a person could transcend all obstacles and enter the realms of supreme bliss without any conscious personal effort.